We're up to three lines, four lines on top. Okay, so the Gemara is saying over here, you're telling me that didn't Rav Chanin say that in fact the reason why the Torah spells out the seven fruits of the Eretz Chita Sa'id is to teach you Shiyudin, to teach you all of these dinin, and therefore it's not halacha mashinai, it's from the pasuk. What's the maisa? So the chita we already said has to do with how long you should wait inside the house of a leper's before the clothes that you are wearing you have to wash become tamei. Long enough to eat a loaf of bread. So a half a loaf of bread. So you want to buy tzoida? What's barley teach you? That now we learn etzem kisa'oida. A bone the size of a barley is metame b'maga masa, by lifting and touching and lifting. Of the ena metame b'oil, if he sits there in the oil in the tent, it doesn't cause tumor, generate tumor. That from the pasuk sa'oida. I told you yesterday, there's a machlekes in Acharonim how to understand pshat in the Gemara here when it says you learn from the fruits in Eretz Yisrael. Doesn't mean you just learn from the species of Eretz Yisrael, or actually you look at the quality and the size of the fruit in Eretz Yisrael, of this particular grain of Eretz Yisrael, and that's what you use. Because Eretz Yisrael might have healthier wheat and healthier barley and larger pomegranates. The pomegranates in Eretz Yisrael are big. So do you use those pomegranates, for example, to measure, or do you use the pomegranates in Australia? Or is it just talking about the
species of a pomegranate.
The species, yeah, everything is available at the store, you don't have to go anywhere else, and so on. Okay, that's something else. No, he's niskatnu bayim or something else. He's talking about the size of, in the whole world. Rashi etkazayim amez amez intam ba'oil kishia ze achi he nidra as sorry. In an oil, you need the spine, or you need a gugelus, a skull, a reiv minion, a body adam. You need the majority of the skeleton of a person. So you want to bite, okay. Geffen, what does grapes have to do with it? We're 5 lines on top. When you want to work out the leaves and all the edibles of a vine that a nose is not allowed to eat, you also, according to one opinion, you don't measure by a kazais, you measure by a revius. But you use wine rather than water, because when you measure a volume, you put it into a cup and water displaces. If it's water in the cup, it displaces a lot easier. Wine is thicker and displaces a lot less. So we use wine as the measuring stick rather than water. Rashi. Geffen, mashir, by what do they use to measure? Kedei devias yain. Bishad, isuri nazir. I'm not talking about drinking wine itself. I'm talking about the other isurim of a nazir. The equal amount of, there's an opinion, mesachan nazir, the chartonim, the lulavim, the ovlil, mitzdarfil, the shir devias. That all of these things, all the parts of the vine are asir, and the amount is a revias. Yain of wine. Sheim yitnam lekais mala yain. If you place those things inside a cup full of wine, achi yitzimen revias yain, until it displaces a revias of wine. Now, why wine? Because in Doima, you cannot compare a Meshaya because Moli Mayim, if you compare it to a cup full of water, the Meshaya be Yain to a cup full of wine. Because the Yain of a wine is thick. It doesn't run out as quickly. Ela Nevarets, Venigdish, Asvasakais. Gets stuck, cleaves onto the edges of the cup. Yaitzim in a Mayim, much more than water. So.
It's this syrupy. Yeah, because with the thickness of the fluid, all of it clings like to all the stuff that's in there.
Yeah. Sticky stuff.
They used to have this thick, heavy syrup. Right?
Yeah, we used to have it also. Ganellas. Saturn and all those wines. Four Ganellas, yeah.
The question is, was that because of the sugar that was added or because of the nature of the wine? The
muscat wine. Te'ena. Te'ena fig. What do you use this a fig for? Shiyuri, which year? Is the size of a fig, lahitzah, Shabbos, when it comes to carrying a Shabbos. Truth matters, all malach of the Shabbos, we use the size of a fig. So they discuss why Dafka highlight like Tzor Shabbos. Rashi Teina, Ma Shir, what did they use that to measure with? Gregor's like Tzor Shabbos, Shir by Chol Eichel, Shir by all food. Big Machlek is Nachreinim, whether you have Chatz Shir by carrying and by other things. According to Chacham Tzvi, in one answer, Chatz Shir only applies to food, just like we learn at Kol Eichel. So that's what we learn out from Ren Yuma. And only food is a Chatz Shir. Any other Aved is no Chatz Shir.
So if you carry it less,
so if you carry it, it's not chayv, exactly. At all, matay. So under Rabbanon, others say no. That as long as you machshiv it, you're always chayv chatzishir. But interesting is that Rashbam of Abasa, we'll learn one day. Rashbam says that if you carry less than the shir, it's not meleches machshavas. In other words, he teaches machshavas doesn't mean kavon, it means choshev, and it's not choshev anymore. You're not chayv. Interesting. child. Okay.
So you wouldn't have a problem with you carrying a hanky in your pocket?
I'm talking about Hatayra. I'm not about back to the Gemara, Rima, what do you use the pomegranate for? That now we learned. Kol kli balabati. If you have a keli, it's a small puncture, so if it's tame, another puncture. When do we say it loses its status as a keli? It's no longer fit to be a keli. Shiurun kiramaini, the hole is in there. That's large, the size of pomegranate, then you can no longer really use it for anything. Rashi. Kol kli balabatim shiurun minikvein, there's a puncture there. Kiriman. The ad chiniku kimoi chiriman, kolzman, you don't have a puncture there, the size of a pomegranate. Shem kli olav, it has the name of a keli, umakabotumah. People that generally don't just dispose of the pots, they always find a use for it. Let's say the olives fall through the cracks or the holes, he'll still use it for something else, for pomegranate. We're talking about a clay bala bias. This is what you keep at home, so you save it. But if it's for selling, you can't sell it anymore once it has these big holes. It's toy benet kosher. It's toy, even a small puncture, because it's useless. A land of olive oil, edits a land, shekol shiureh kezesim. All the shiurim are like olives. Says the Gemara, kol shiureh. What about all the shiurim we just learned till now? All these other shiurim we just learned right now. Riman. Sakedati ikahani, the one we just said. Ele'ema sheroiv shiureh kezesim. Most of the laws deal with a zayis. Rashi, roiv shiureh kezesim. Mace, for example, what size should it be of a mace in the oil, in the vela? How much should I leave by the vela? The isa chelem, fat, with dam and blood. U pigle, Rashi holds dam, other shame disagree. U pigle, and because dam is a liquid, someone said it is. The pigle and pigle, the noise, the tummy, noise, all the yisurim, all to do with the kazais. Or at least the punishment of the yisurim. Says him, what because where we dvash honey, so we're saying that dates is honey. Kikoseves hagasev kipurim. What's the shir by Yom Kippur we're not allowed to eat? Not a kazayis like generally, like we normally say, but over here we say like a date. Rashi, kikoseves tamra date liyem kipurim. Like see be achila. No one tells they shouldn't eat. Ella it said Hashem lo yisuna. Midid the meyasev date, something that calms you down. And takes away that those hunger pangs. So therefore, it's a different size, a bit more than a kazayis. We had a whole shakotari in Beya, whether in Yuma, whether it's larger than an egg or smaller than an egg. Two opinions there. It takes away the inui. That's the size of a date.
It's actually interesting here. A lot of these things that Rashi brings explains what it is, but it doesn't really cross it. Why is it that this?
This is honey. Rashi is a chumash. So one place Rashi says that kol mini masika, that dvash for kol mini masika. First of all, dvash never means bees of honey. Bees of bee honey. Yeah, always date honey. But Rashi says somewhere else that all sweets are called dvash. Dvash doesn't necessarily mean honey. It's a kol mini masika.
Yeah, I'm making a different point. Rashi explained to us how do you link the shiur.
Oh, but how do we know that? Yeah.
Yeah. So Rashi explains that, but the other ones it doesn't tell you the link of why that particular.
True. Yeah. But the bottom line is, you said before that all that shiurim is halacha Moshe Messina. Here for Abchanim, we clearly see all my pasuk. Alma the Raisininu. So we should say it's Mahatayda. That's the most question. Answering about the back. But to answer your question, shiurim miksivi. Does it say the shiurim? Look in this pasuk. Where does the pasuk say shiurim? Just as Chita Seida. How do you know to dash away dashing? Ella hilchus. The truth matters. Shiurim lachmar Sinai. The cross machta mamla. But this pasuk is only an asmachta.
What's the practical difference in the knowledge?
So first of all, there's another Gemara in Brachas where you have the same Gemara, and the other Gemara says that it's the Rabbanan Hinu. So, they bring a right from here that the Loch Sinai is the Rabbanan, or the Rambam calls it the Rabbanan. Yeah, but even the right is still differences. Still differences regarding.
There's a
Kosovo
or not?
No, there's a Kosovo still in the Pasuk. One opinion says regarding Sveika, one opinion regarding Suffolk. But it's something else, I think. But also regarding kabbonis, regarding punishments, regarding many other things. But this is the shit of the Rambam that says that anything which is not a foolish notator is called divrei sefer rabbanon. So they bring one that eyes they bring. The Rambam is right. Yeah. Now a smachta, by the way, the big machlek is the Rambam and the Ritva. What a smachta means. The Rambam writes in Pirush Mishnah that the smachta means in Hagdol Pirush Mishnah means it has nothing to do with the pasuk. Chacham had to memorize everything. How are they going to remember this? So they used to associate with psukim because they used to learn chumash, and then I remember all these things. And the Ritva says chas v'shalom to say that this pasuk meant to teach you these things, but the Eibishter wanted it should only be midrabon. So he says, and asmachta, he wanted this pasuk taka to teach a shiurim, but he only wanted to be midrabon, not mahatera. Rashi, mi ksiva kulam ksiva teira, etzim kisoida abaisa menoga bechitim ching olam. It's a lot of shem sinah. It's only asmachta. Others say, how come this gemara here is saying more brachas than rabon is because halacha le Moshe Mesinai that there are shiurim. We didn't know exactly, okay, we know there's a kazayis, we know there's a this, we know there's a that, but we don't know what to associate with. And that's when the Rabbani came along and they translated. They said, you know what, this halacha we're seeing about kazayis, that applies to this. This halacha we're seeing, there's a concept called the sa'id, that applies to this. Two minutes on. So the Rabbani are mixed into this as well. They're actually defining what the halacha we're seeing is.
So if you want to be mazir and nozir about the zoyver,
you're going to be mazir on the shiur also, don't you? Doesn't say the mazir, it says just have the veda. You don't have to be mazir on the shiur. If it's a shiur, you're chayv. It says you have to be mazir on the veda and the punishment. Doesn't say anywhere you have to give him the details of the veda. Okay. The other thing you said before, you said shiurin and chatzitzin and mechitzin. According to Rav Yehuda, he said, "But mechitzin of 10 tefachim is all halacha Moshe B'Sinai." There should be some small gemaras there. Should be another few large gemaras. There should be two more large gemaras.
Sometimes you find the blue hot scroll ones.
No, look.
Are you checked already?
Okay. Question is, we need a new table.
Baruch Hashem. Says the Gemara, Chatzitzin the rice and inu. What do you tell me? It's my Torah. It says, "V'roch chatz." You should rinse your, or you wash your flesh with water. We learn from this. Shelo yehei davar chaytzes beinoy lebein mayim. We'll see how we learn from that. But it says nothing should intercept between you and the water. So the Gemara, ki asy hilchasa. The halacha is, halacha machine is coming to teach you that also not only on your body there shouldn't be, when the bottom of Ovam and Aleph, not only on the bottom, on your body there shouldn't be any chatzitzes, but also on your hair there shouldn't be any chatzitzes. We would have thought the hair is not really part of you. And that's what halacha machine is coming to tell you, that even the hair. Now what's the ma'isa? Ki the rabba barbachona, the omar rabba barbachona, rabba barbachona said, Nima achas kshud. If you have one here that's tied in a knot, chaytzetzes and chatzitza. Big machir is showing what exactly it means over here. So Rashi says, because we're associating the Gemara, that a miyut she'eino makpid we don't care about. So Rashi says the Gemara, and matayda, it's only if you're raven makpid. So Rashi says nima achas kshud. Rashi holds umakpid olav. We're talking about it's a miyut hamakpid. So it's one here that has a knot, and you're makpid. That's what Rashi. The Rambam learns you have many one hairs that have most of your hairs have knots at the end, but they're all on their own. So nima achas kshuda chatzitza. Everybody asks the question. All the Rishonim, it's a min b'minoy, and we know min b'minoy. We know by a lulav if you're holding onto a handkerchief and holding a lulav is a problem, but if you have a leaf, you know, part of the lulav wrapped around your hand, and then you hold the lulav, is not a problem. So what's the chilik? How come of a hair? If the hair is tied on itself, it's a min b'mini, a min b'mini, and a chaytzitz. What's the problem here? So they want to say the hair is different. Over there, nothing's like intercept between you and the lulav. Over here, it's not just nothing like intercept. The pasuk says that water has to touch your body. And because water touched your body, the fact is the water didn't. Who cares if it's min b'mini or not min b'mini? Where you need, where the chsaron is that there should be nothing else in between. If min b'mini, nothing else is in between. But where the chsaron is that we need this thing to come in contact with it, it's still not coming in contact with it. The hair doesn't allow it. Okay, so nima achashuda chaytetzes. Shalosh, three hairs tied together is not very strong. Eina chaytetzes. Eventually it'll open up. Shtayim eina yedesh. Two I'm not sure about. Rashi, nima achashuda umakli makpid chaytetzes and chaytetzes. The medic shop is very tight. La aile b'may water is not entered. Ramin lekama gazin. We're worried. Al miyuta ha makpid. That we are geyser. That even a miyuta makpid is also awesome. Is a chaytetzes. Shalas ainu chaitzes lefi shasa kosher. Here is tough for medic shop. It doesn't get very tight. But I live in my water enters. So you're telling me that the halacha Moshe says is only for the hair. Saari, not me the rice. Also from the title, we know that it's chatzitz. The chivit says the rochatz es psari b'maim, and we dash in the word s. S generally means s hatofel. Like Shimon Amsuni, you should dash in all the s in the title. That s means something which is secondary. What's secondary to basar? S hatofel of psari b'maim is saari. That your hair also needs the water to come in contact with it. So the pasuk. Rashi, as a double sorry, you should be touching water. Hatoful, hadovuk, it's attached to the flesh. So the Gemara, ki asoy hilchasa, you know what the Loch Moshe comes to teach you? Look at Rabbi Yitzchak. Teach you the din of Rabbi Yitzchak. Oh, my Rabbi Yitzchak like this. Mina toyle, dvar toyle, mina toyle. Ruboy umakbid olav chaitzitz. If most of your body has a chatzitza and you're makbid because you're eventually going to remove it, then it's a chatzitza. That's my toyle. But if it's a roiv, but ainu makbid olav, ainu chaitzit. Even though it's a roiv, but if you don't really care, you don't mind leaving it there, then it's not a chatzitza. Now, came along the Rabbanan, the gozer, they were gozer al rubay she ainu makbid. They were gozer al roiv that's not makbid, mishum rubay ha makbid, because a roiv that is makbid. And also they were gozer al miyute ha makbid, mishum rubay ha makbid. They were gozer an amir ha makbid, otu roiv ha makbid. They were gozer an a roiv she ainu makbid, otu roiv ha makbid. Freddy Gemara, what about it?
When it's on the drive of your body?
Talk about everybody.
So if it's not, then you don't look at what other people are marked
with? No. The Gemara, unless it's something that most people are marked with because you don't. We're talking generally, people are not marked. Then we go a step further. Gemara's question, what about a miyut chain of marked with? Is it even mutu labonin? The leagues are not being wiped because they're also a miyut chain of marked with. Mishum miyut chain of marked with. Or inam shum rubu chain of marked with. And for the Gemara, he goof exeda the whole idea of a reiv makbid or a reiv she'ena makbid or a mir ha makbid is only midrabbanon because of exeda. Vana nekum nigza exeda. We don't do that. Comes along the Gemara. This Rav Yitzchak Din, you know that is halacha Moshe Mesinai. Rashi. Bar Torah halacha Moshe Mesinai. This din of reiv ha makbid. Where does that come from? The Torah doesn't say that. That's halacha Moshe Mesinai. No, knows me. Torah maybe need kulay. Your whole body, it's chatzitza over your entire body is a problem. But the ruba is not a problem. That is where Allah HaMashina comes in. Tvar Teda is Allah HaMashina. It's interesting. I told you just before that in the Gemara Baruch is called the Rabbanan. And we say Allah HaMashina is called the Rabbanan. Here, Tvar Teda is Allah HaMashina. Rubai. Now, it's being machlek to shiny. When Rashi says ruba means roiv sarai. It seems from Rashi that meha Teda, if roiv gufai was, or your body, even miyat, Mak, all these conditions here are only talking about your hair and your body, but the body itself, even me, it's a makbid, my teide, it's a chatzitza. The Gemara is discussing here, and Tesis argues, he says, no, even my body as well. Rubai raves, by body also, you need to rave a makbid before your mahateide, it's a chatzitza. Rubai raves, sari metunav betit, it's covered with the cement, a kosher, achas, or the tide one makbid, I love you, makbid, chaitzitz. A makbid love have a like a gufa. If you're not makbid, then what happens to the hairs? It's like part of your body. Hoyel the ain't safe for litle. Since you're not going to remove it, or bottle a gabe. It's bottle, but it's no longer chetitza. It's like part of your body. The gozru are rubish and a makbid hoyel have a rave v'dami b'ktsas the chetitza rice. It looks similar to chetitza in the tailor. V'amiyut a makbid hoyel v'dami leibak poded. That is similar to akpoded. Gzeda. These things of roiv she'ena makbid or mir makbid is only in the rabbon. It's only gzeda. Lav halacha ma'ish besinu hu el gzeda mid rabbonin. The rube and makbid l'chudu davi halacha besinai. Roiv and makbid only, that's halacha besinai. There's a famous question in the Chareinim ask. So now that you tell me that a roiv she'ena makbid is also mid rabbonin, so now you're makbid because you got to take it off. So once you're makbid, a roiv she'ena makbid is always a makbid, so we should be gozer on a miyut. She'ena makbid, or to a roiv, because there's no such thing anymore as a roiv she'ena makbid. It doesn't exist. Because now that the halacha says you gotta remove it, it's always a makbid. Because you gotta remove it. So Nabi Yudah, I think, answers that it's a question that everybody asked in his time, and they were all talking about it. So he answers, I think, that you talk to have, okay, now a roiv she'ena makbid becomes a roiv on makbid, but you don't need to take everything off, how much you take off, just to bring it down.
To blow the rive.
Yeah. So therefore, it still remains the gzeira. Anyway, right the Gemara. So the Gemara. Honich, this owes well, Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, we said before by Mechitzin, that Mechitzin, which Mechitzin are we referring to? Mechitzin of 10 Tfachim, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, you cannot learn from the Aron HaKapodesh, there's only five Tfachim, so it's 7.5, 8.5, the Kruvim were 11.5, so Lechayda Mechitzin should be 11.5, Asukah should be 11.5, and therefore we need Alach Moshinah, fine. El Ramei, we talk a dog, learn from the Aron HaKapodesh, because he always 10 Tfachim, and therefore Kruvim 10 Tfachim, and we learn from Schachvir, Ma'ikal Meima, what kind of Mechitzin, what does Alach Moshinah have to do with Mechitzin? So the Gemara, there are other laws about Mechitzin that we need to know. Ki Asa, Hilchasa, we know what they need Alach for. The din of good asa, good achis, the din of lovud, the din of doif and akume. The other din of mechitz that we need, not 10 tfachim, other din of Rashi. It doesn't say here 20 amas. Why don't we say that if you're talking about sukkah, why jump to other things? Talk about 20 amas as well. Rashi. There the problem is not the wall, the problem is the schach. Only Rabba is the one who says that if the walls reach the schach, then it's all right. The walls don't make a difference by the walls. Everyone else does make a difference. So only the schach. It's in the schach, not in the walls. Rashi, hold on, the guy was sort of honey. You don't have to make crazy in halacha. The good, the heiched, the tzad, the megid. You have to just schlep it. Oy good achas, oy asig. Whether you go up or you go down, ki goin aksad. But because we have a porch, if you have a gazebo somewhere in the middle of the fields, but we say, Pitikra, that the roof, we imagine the lip of the roof, Yadid Vesaisim, comes down. The Lovud, Pachel Gimbal, for less than 3 Tvachim, we have a concept called Lovud, that Machlek Zacharin, we'll see later, whether the Pshati is that we imagine it's closed off, or whatever is kosher around it, as if it's closed off, so you're allowed to sit there and eat, or the Pshati is, no, it's not closed off, but that's good enough, doesn't matter. Dave and Akuma, Pachas Medan, less than 4 amas. Says, well, right, Torah Bambi learned. Shtayim kilchas, you need two walls properly. Vishlish lefil tefach. So, what do you need by a sukkah? You need two walls and a bit. Two walls and a tefach. Rab Shimon disagrees. He says, Shalosh kilchas, you need 3 walls and a bit. But my committee, what's the machlekes? Rabbonan, Sarabon hold, yesh aim le mesaydis. Rab Shimon, I'm yesh aim le mikra. Aim l'mesayis means that the Torah has written one way, and you read it another way. Which one do we follow for halacha? So Rabbanan say you follow the Mesayis, you follow the way it's written. And Rabbi Shimon says you follow the way it's read. The Rif, actually, the first tshuva of the Rif in his Shailos Tshuvos asks, how come we say yesh aim l'mesayis aim l'mikra, and by a binyan av we call a binyan av? Why don't you call it binyan aim, or why don't you call it yesh av l'mikra, yesh av l'mesayis? So he says a rule, and I don't know where it comes, where he gets from. He doesn't bring a mocker. He just says av. Av has influence over the whole world, and Aim has influence only over her family. So where you're learning Onim Negei to hear, we'll always use the word Aim. When you want to learn regarding other things, we use the word Av. Now, the truth of the matter is we follow Mercedes and Mikra. We're talking about a case, as Tehis and Shem say, where they conflict each other. If they're two conflicting each other, so then which one do you follow, the Mercedes or the Mikra? What does it have to do with anything? So Gemara explains now. Rabbanan, Sav Rabban Hol, Yesh, Aim Lemesaydah, there's an Aim Mesaydah, because it says in the Pasik 3 times, Basukas. It says Basukas, Teish, Shivas Yamim, and then it says there, Kolezmas, Yesh, Basukas, and both of them are written without a Vav, so it's singular. And then, later on it says, Laman Yedra Sechin, Ki Basukas, Eishavti, Bnei Yisrael, over there it says Sukas with a Vav. Hadikan, Basukas, Basukas, Hadikan, Arba, you have a total of 4. Right, because 2 Mercedes and you follow Mercedes, 2 without a vav is single, and then you have 1 with a vav, 2.
So the vav is actually using the text as it 100% should be. In other words, the vav tells you that it should be a cholam. The other 2 you do not know whether it's a cholam or not.
So you're
relying on the actual written text for the other one.
We have a tradition how to read it. Moshe told us how to read it as well. But, so what do you have 4? Dal chad leguf, you need 1 to tell you the etzem inyan of sukkahs. Poshlut klas, what do you have left? 3. Shtayim kil chasen, 2 v'halacha, v'asi hichasa v'gadol l'shlishi, v'uk matefa. Came along, so you have now 3 walls, right? But comes along, halacha l'moshe m'sinai, what does it come to do? Comes to be mekel. Coming to tell you that the 3rd wall doesn't need to be a wall, a tefach is good enough. Rav Shimon Sav Shimon holds yesh aim lemikra. You look at the way it's read. All 3 are read basukois 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 in plural. Hadikan sheish 6. Dal chad kro legufa. You don't just take off 1 of the sukkahs. You take off a pasuk. 1 pasuk you need to teach you pasuk the dinim. Pasuk wa arba 4. And I agree with your sentiment that halacha when she is coming to make cool to take a 3rd 1 wall and reduce it to a tefach, but it's taking the 4th wall. is shalosh kilchasim, three walls properly. As hilchas egalavi is vukus atefach. Came along Rosh Hashanah and takes a fourth wall and reduces it to a tefach. That's one way of learning. Rashi. Shtayim kilchasa mizrachis utzfainis kimin gam. Like an L. I dream you some aravis. Kilchas and kishir matches sukkah like a sukkah. Yes, aim limisaitis. Kamosh kosef Moshe. Way Moshe Ben wrote it. U masad besefer toil Yisrael. The way he handed it over to the Eden. He ha aim. That's the principle. Yes, aim limisaitis. The way he wrote it. The ikan. But like Moshe Nikan. That way we read it. Basukkah is teshu yeshu basukkah is ki basukkah is shafti chad mole v'treim chsarim. One is full and the other two are missing. Basukkah is mashmachada because written by basukas as if it's one. One you need lagufei the ain doishent chilas pasuk hanemarishon the very first one you ain il drasha el mashmoy also for mashmoy. So coming from Rashi that the first basukkah is the one that has the vav and we remove that one. Hilchasa, hi domli, said before Lachmar Sinai, Lahachinamit Malay, we learn also regarding here that Hilchasa le Mechitzis, Allah is in regarding Mechitzis, and what Mechitzis is there, le Migre to reduce, le Shlisha, the third wall, Daifun Sukkah, will the Mizgle make it sufficient, but have one Tefach. Says you more, that's one way of learning. You boys, another way of learning is the Kuliyama, everyone holds. Yesh, ain le Mikre. Everyone holds, you follow the way, it's the way we read it. Nu, so it's a chayda, six walls or four. And three in a bit, how can I bonus two in a bit? V'hocha b'hocha, where's the machlekes? Ma'a sovas, chocha b'yikros, chachos needs a pasuk. And therefore, you have, okay, you take one pasuk for itself, leaves four walls, but one of the walls is chach. Chach needs a pasuk. Ma'a sovas, another hole is chocha b'yikros, chach does not need a pasuk. The Pshim holds chach does not need a pasuk, you have four walls, three in a bit. Chachom holds chach also needs a pasuk, and therefore it's two in a bit. Rashi is chochla by kro, the mamashmi usa, the gufa nafka, the sukkah is chachla mikaria. Remember Rashi in the beginning of the sechta, that the whole word sukkah is based on the word chach. So if we already know about sukkahs, that you need to sit in the sukkah, what do you think a sukkah is? Sukkah is chach. Yeah. And the chacham is saying, no, even the chach wouldn't know the whole concept of even having a wall. You think a post, so you need to know that a chach means not called a chach unless it has a wall. So that's what the first one is. And then he tells where the walls are. Another threat is the kula yalma. Everyone holds yesh aim lemesaitis. Another threat is everyone holds yesh aim lemesaitis. You follow the way it's written. B'hacha b'hacha. This is machlekes. Ma'as sava. What exactly? Okay, if you learn mesaitis, so you have four. You take off one. You take off one for itself is three, and the machlekes is like this. Machlekes is whether the halacha machine is coming to be mekel to be machmer. Is it coming to take the third wall and reducing it to a tefach, or is it coming to add to the third wall? Ki asi hilchasa legareya, or ma'asav yas hilchasa lehoisiv, to reduce or to add. Another pshat is, the kuli yalma, everyone agrees, ki asi hilchasa legareya, everyone agrees, how long is it coming to reduce? And v'yesh aim lemesaitis, everyone holds that you follow the way it's written, so lechayde, you have three walls, how long is it coming to reduce, it'll be two in a bit. Over here, b'doshen tchilas kemiflgi. Whether you dashen, if you dashen tchilas as well, if you dashen the first pasuk, ma'as sava, one of them holds doshen tchilas. You do dashen the first pasuk, and therefore you have four walls. And ma'as sava ain't doshen tchilas. You don't dashen the first pasuk. Rashi tchilas lemid the doshen have about four, and that's the machlekes. From this whole gang in the Gemara, we're talking about that we take a wall and reduce it to a tefach. Is so it's clear from here, and we'll see later in the Gemara Machlekes, and then the base of Machlekes is based on the Yisoid. What's the idea of the third wall being a tefach? Is it a din that a tefach is enough? Is that the pshat? Or is the pshat that it's a wall? And the halacha teaches you that a tefach is a whole wall. It's not just that a tefach is enough. What's it coming to do? The halacha is coming to teach you that you don't need a wall, third wall. All you need is a tefach, and that's enough. Or the pshat is the halacha is telling you that a tefach is like a third wall. Big enough means halacha. We'll see.
Isn't it like a love? You're extending.
Not with love. What do you say about love here?
No, I'm asking.
That's the next Gemara, but that's the goof of the machlekes. I wasn't saying okay. That Gemara.
What you're saying is, do you need another wall? The wall is enough for the tefach, or do you need just?
Is the tefach a wall, or is the tefach?
Yeah.
You just need a hecker of some sort.
That's right. Or whatever, like Shehichah Shabbos, like Nichah Shabbos, Lechi. Not a heker, this is a mechitza. Lechi Meshur Mechitza, we have two mechitzas, right? Lechi Meshur Heker Mechitza. And the one who said that Meshur Mechitza holds, that's a tefach, and that's enough. That's a mechitza. Is that the same thing? Is that what we're talking, learning here by sukkah, that a tefach is a mechitza?
So if you make a lechi less than a tefach, it's regarded as not being a heker.
No, everyone agrees it has to be a tefach. It says right here, regardless of a tefach. We're talking about a tefach. It has to be a tefach, a minimum. But it's al mechitza tefach, or this is represents a third wall. So you think we'll learn later on. Talking about weiter. Rab Shimon svara from here. You know what's svara? If it's a sukkah tia letzel yemim, that the sukkah should be for shade, mechoidev, and to heat from the heat, ul lemasa, protect you, lemister, and to cover you, mezerim amotav, from the winds and the rain. So in other words, you need walls as well, not just chach, you need walls. And what's it protecting you from? From a number of things. Rashi, lemachsel, lemister, uvoloi, ab mechitza. Now, since the whole thing is to protect you from rain and from winds, how is it going to protect you if it's not fully enclosed? That's what Shimon holds you need for. Uvoloi, ab mechitza, lemachsel, mezeremu. It doesn't protect you from the wind. Shaharuach, meishivis, azerem, deradevin, aporitz. So you have to ask a simple question. And if you have a fourth wall, but it's only a tefach, how does it protect you from the winds? So it's an imaginary fourth wall. Oh, exactly. So it's like the match you said about the Ganlev there. He doesn't know all the dinim. There's walls there. The winch has to know there's a wall there. Rash Viting Mother. But oh, you say tefach hechemamida. So where do you place this tefach? Okay, you said the third wall can be a tefach. Or if Shimon, the fourth wall is a tefach. Where do you place it? Omer Rav. Rav said ma'amida. You place it kineged ayitzi. You place it where Rashi's picture is kineged ayitzi, right there, abutting to one of the ends of the wall. Rashi. Kineged ha-yeitze, mokum sha-mechitze kola, be'edish yeitze, any one of the sides. Im ha-shtayim ezrochi tzvoinis, so it's east, north, yasa ha-teva, but it's right at the end of the north, Victoria in the corner, let's have a mitre, facing west, mezrochi tzadarim, or the east, facing north.
Where else would you think to put it?
Oh, you see me. Om le'rav kan le'rav asi le'rav, says le'rav kan le'rav asi le'rav, I don't understand. V'yamidena, shouldn't we place it? Kineged roish toy, shouldn't we place it on diagonal? So Machlik is showing what he's asking here. Rashi says, look at Rashi here. V'yamidena, kineged roish toy. Why don't we put it in roish toy? No, but since L'cheda really has to be an enclosure, but you only have two walls and a tefach, shouldn't we make the tefach look like an enclosure? Instead of having it straight, make it on an angle, so it looks like this wall is serving two purposes, to be this way and to be this way, because it's on an angle. Rashi, the miktsaya tzvoinis marovitz balachsen an angle and mizrochis dreimitz kasham mechitzes marovitz tzvoinis. The nida noite lebeis mechitzes looks like it, you know, it's taking the place of two mechitzes. The mechzik arbechit looks like this is enclosed on four sides.
It's a longer
pay. Basically, yeah, it's still only a tefach, but because of the angle, roish toy he telling manash to say so. It's like the end of a furrow in a field. Shahatlamim kolim end v'holchim balachsen ze others mezem at. This is a little bit long. Another one, other shayin learned the rich for other learned no. But the question was, you should put it on not abutting the walls, put it on the other corner, put it on the other, diagonally across, on the other corner, at an angle for tefach. Now it looks like there's four walls. Not dafka, not abutting. Shasig Rav, Rav was quiet. Bimachlek is what it means. It means that he's made it or he ignored them. So the Ritva learns that the Rav, Kahan and Rav Asi were equal in stature to Rav. They just needed to learn from Rav the dinim, because he, Rav, learned from Rebbe. But in intelligence, they were equal to Rav, so therefore Rav, Shasig was, he was made it. Chassidus always learned that Shasig Rav means that Rav was definitely not Moedah, but it came from a level of higher than the Chachma. He couldn't articulate it in words, because it's a much higher level, and therefore Shasig Rav couldn't bring it down to words. Itmar, we learned, Takenami, Amar Shmuel, 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 Levi, Ma'amida, Keneged, HaYotzei. They said that you put it, like Rav said, you put it, Neged, HaYotzei, V'chei Moedin, Be'i Medrasha, that you should pass in the Beis Medrash, Ma'amida, Keneged, HaYotzei, that you place it next to the Yotzei. Comes along Rav Simon, we tame Rav Shimon Levi. Amar, they say, "Oiselay tefach shaychik." You make a little bit greater than a tefach. Tefach shaychik means where the finger, the thumb is sticking out a little bit. So it's a little bit greater than a tefach. Umamida, this third wall. Don't just put it in the corner, butting it. We believe the best way to do it is that this wall should be a bit larger than a tefach. Umamida bepachas mishloish tefachim. Place it within three tefachim of the corner. Samuch ledeifin. So now, because of Lavud, suddenly you have a wall that's four tefachim. The chol pachas mishleish odayfin ki lavudami lavudami. So now suddenly you have a rave wall. So all the mafarshim ask, so what do you need halach mashina for? This is just common sense. Halacha Rashi came to teach the Chiddush. We wouldn't have known on our own. So the way we learned before, that Rav said, you just put a butter to the wall, makes sense. It doesn't make sense. What kind of wall is that? So Halacha Rashi is telling you that a tefach is good enough, or that tefach is like a whole wall. But you're telling me now it's a whole pulpul here, that you make the tefach within three tefachim of the wall. Yeah, so this is like laws of Shabbos. So within Lavud, they have a four tefachim wall, four is a rave of seven. You got your wall. Where's Halacha Rashi come in here? So here's the famous Taz with the Taz Chav Sefer. Taz says, since we have a rule of Roiv, so why do you have to eat a Kazais and Matzah? Eat a Roiv Kazais. Why do you have to drink a Levias and wine? Eat a Roiv. Why don't you use the rules of Roiv in all of those things? Anyway, so they all talk about this. When do you use the rules of Roiv or not? So he wants to say, whenever you have a Chiv of a certain amount, Ruba is Nakakule. Ruba is Nakakule. You need. By laws of bitul, we say Rav Kule, but when it comes to, you need a shear, the Tezah, you need a kazais, you need a revius, then you need a full shear. Rav is not good enough. So if we need seven trachin to be a wall, this pilpul wouldn't have worked. So it's a Rav, so. Just like you can't eat Rav kazais and matzah had Rav and am yetzer, or Rav revius of wine, am yetzer. Same thing, Rav wall is not good enough. And that's what Allah is going to come and tell you, that no, in this case it is good enough. That's how Nabi learns. Rashi. Tefach shaychik. Umaydin bedalitz boys, four fingers, she ain't nagy, they're not touching each other, have a tefach mashu. Instead of four fingers touching each other, you move them a little bit of space, so therefore the tefach is a bit greater than tefach. And what do you do? Mamid and pachas megimel, samuch la'achas at fan next to the wall of the walls, pachas megimel kalavud, less than three is like lavud, have like a mechita shadal tefachim. So what do you have now? You have a wall of four tefachim. And umesh a sukkah shiva, how long should a sukkah be? Only seven tefachim. See, before Rashi said twice, seven and a bit. Here Rashi says seven. And what's interesting is that Tosis says, I'll tell you in a second, Nimtza Ruba Shadayfin Asim, most of the wall. So Rashi clearly here goes back to seven, not seven in a bit. Tosis, you look in the second Tosis, Oisle Tefach Shaychik, towards the end, he says, four lines at the bottom. Kadesh, you end the Tosis. Shadayfin Zer, Rochav Abad of Fort Fachim, Kadipish Bekuntis, Kadesh, Rav Dayfin the Shiurei, be most of the wall, the Shiurei, Beshiva Tvachim Umashu. And he's using Rashi here to say seven Tvachim Umashu. It's very confusing what's going on here. How big does the sukkah have to be? Seven tvachim mashu or seven tvachim? Rashi generally says seven tvachim, and twice we had seven tvachim mashu. Here Rashi says dafka seven tvachim. Tosis is the one who says in Rashi seven tvachim mashu. So it's very complicated. Okay, we'll finish it tomorrow.